Carrie Hennessley was a single mom, working, and life was hard. She lived in Billings, Montana. She knew her life was meaningless, and it was spiraling downhill. Every time she looked in the mirror, she saw nothing but failure and sadness. One day she found herself sitting in a closet with a pistol in her hand. And she said, "God, if there's one reason why I shouldn't do this, say something out loud now." At that moment, her son came running through the front door of the house, shouting, "Mommy, Mommy, look what I have. Look what I have." And so she composed herself and put the pistol down and put herself back together as much as she could, and she walked out to meet her son. She had a New Testament in his hand that a Gideon had given him at school that day. Terry says a Gideon was listening to God and doing what he was supposed to be doing, not knowing that a life was just seconds away from eternity. And that day, Terry and her son began their faith journey together because someone gave that young man a New Testament at school that day. In John chapter 8, verse 12, we read, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." I had this little flashlight that I carry with me everywhere I go. And if you turned out all the lights in here and it was dark at night and I had this light, you would be glad I was here because I could lead you to safety in a safe way to get out of the darkness. I have another light that I carry with me. It's the New Testament, God's Word. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." The Gideon ministry is about bringing light to a dark world. And believe me, our world is very dark and getting darker by the day, which requires those of us who know Jesus Christ to shine brighter in that darkness. The purpose of the Gideon ministry is to reach out to those in darkness. We are now in 195 different countries around the world in over 90 languages, distributing God's Word at the rate of 160 per minute. 160 per minute. At a cost of about $1.25 a piece, that requires $200 per minute to purchase the scriptures that we are able to distribute. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's $288,000 a day, or $105 million a year. That's a government figure for you. That's a lot of money. But God has been faithful, and He has been providing. And the results are phenomenal. God is indeed at work. I had the privilege of last September of going to Colombia, South America with the Gideons on an international scripture blitz. And as we got to Bogota, we spent the first week in Bogota, the second week I spent in Cartagena. The very first day, Monday morning of the blitz, a national Gideon from Colombia was standing at the University of Javier, I think they pronounce it. I have a little trouble with my Spanish names. He was standing at the university with some other Gideons, passing out the New Testaments. A lady walked over to him and asked him what he was doing, and he said he was giving free copies of God's Word to people as they came by. And she took one of them, and he showed in the front the helps that are there when you have problems. And in the back was a plan of salvation. And Vivian asked him if he would pray for her because she was having family problems. And so he had prayer with her, and he reviewed the plan of salvation with her, and she received Christ as her Savior, and she left. Later that day, she came back, and she says, "Let me tell you my story." She said, "When I came through this gate this morning, I had resigned my position at the university. I came to work early so my boss wouldn't be here to clean out my desk, and I was going to go home and take my life. But," she said, "when I got to my office, my boss was waiting for me, and he said, 'Would you reconsider your resignation? He said, I don't want you to quit. Will you at least stay today?'" And so she agreed to stay today. And while she was there that day, she received a phone call from her husband, who had left her with their two children for another woman. And he called her and says, "I am so sorry. I want you to forgive me. I am coming home with the children." And she said, "Today I was going to go home and take my life after I cleaned out my desk." And Julio, had he not been there, giving out those New Testaments, perhaps Vivian's life would have come to a tragic end. But as a result, she had a new hope. Edgar was one of the men that I had the privilege of leading to Christ on this trip. I was at a university in a courtyard, probably the width of your sanctuary here, and it was a busy place, and we would simply stand there and offer New Testaments. And Edgar was walking at a very rapid pace, and he almost ignored me and went by me, and I went like that, and he stopped, and he took it, and he looked at it, and he smiled and said, "God must be speaking to me." And he said, "You know," he said, "for the last 3 years, I have been praying every morning for peace in my life." And I said, "Edgar, would you like me to pray for you for peace in your life?" And he said, yes, he would. And so I reviewed the plan of salvation with Edgar and told him how he could know peace by coming to Jesus Christ. And he said he would like to do that. And he prayed the sinner's prayer and received Christ because of a copy of a New Testament that was available to that man at a busy place in Bogota. God is indeed at work. Another man comes to my mind was a man by the name of Herman, probably a gentleman 75 years old. Walked by at a university, saw we were passing out New Testaments, and come over and ask if he could have one. And so we gave him one, and he said, "Which psalm could I read?" So I referred him to the 23rd Psalm, and he said every day he asked God for peace and protection and provision. And I, too, had the privilege of leading Herman to the Lord that day there on the sidewalk. And he said, "Well, I must go now." He agreed to have his picture taken with me. He said, "I must go now. I'm 10 minutes late for work, but that's okay because I now have God's peace in my heart." Because someone cared enough to give $1.25 that we could give Herman a copy of God's Word. On a local level, I have some really good news for you. I believe it was about the last day of school this year, the Gideons were able to do a distribution at the middle school. I think there's 525 students there. And 424 of those students took copies of God's Word home with them. And so there have been many seeds planted in your hometown, in your home community. Pray that God will move on the hearts of these people. In the country of Colombia, in the 2 weeks that we were there, we distributed 1,185,780 New Testaments. Did you ever try to pass out that many New Testaments in a week? We went to one school one morning, and they have gates at the schools there. They have very good security for their school system. And so you stand right at the gate, and all the children are coming in. And in 45 minutes, we distributed 3,050 copies of God's Word. You just can't get them out of the box fast enough. But it's amazing how open the country of Colombia is. So pray that the seeds were planted there. God will reach a rich harvest in that country there. Les Kowal had spent 5 years in the military during World War II. He sends us his testimony now as an older gentleman. He survived 5 years of battles, came home, back to his hometown of Minneapolis, and he worked as a short order cook for a while, and he worked in a lumber yard, and then finally he was able to get a job baling flax straw on the plains of South Dakota. His brother went out to be with him for the summer. And as they spent the summer there together, when the harvest was over, his brother returned to Minneapolis. And Les had nowhere to go, really, so he decided he would stay there in one of the cabins that they had lived in. And he realized that he would need to gather provisions because it gets cold and windy and snows, and it's ugly there in the wintertime. And so he was gathering a few blankets, and he had a small heater and a small hot plate to cook on. And in his travels between the cabins, he found an old Gideon Bible that someone had left there. And as he was sitting there in the blizzard roaring outside one day, he was reading the scriptures, and he began to see verses that he had learned and heard as a boy when he went to Sunday school. And he says, "Today, praise God, I am a born-again believer because of that Bible that was left there on the plains of South Dakota in that cabin." God's Word tells us in Isaiah 55 that my word shall not return unto me void. And you can go with great confidence when you give God's Word to someone that God is doing a work. We may not see the results in our lifetime, but God says His word will not return unto me void. One of the testimonies we heard from a Gideon, testimony at our Gideon Pastor's Banquet in Colombia, was a man who had received the New Testament. He had been a drug dealer, and he had gone up into the mountains to do a drug deal. And when he got to the place where they were to pick up the drugs, the older lady who was going to do the deal for him said, "They're not ready. You're going to have to wait." He said, "I can't wait." He said, "I cannot wait." She said, "You have to wait. I need the money." And he said, "The only way I will stay is if you get me something to read," because he said, "I've always been an avid reader." And so she said, "I don't have anything to read." He said, "You'd best find something." And so finally she came back and she said, "I have this little catechism book here that perhaps you would like to read." And so he began to read it. And it wasn't a catechism book. It was a New Testament. And as he was reading, he read about Jesus, and he thought, "Boy, if I had had a father like this, I wouldn't be in the fix I'm in today. My life wouldn't be messed up like it is." And so finally he said to the lady, he said, "Where did you get this?" And she said, "It was my son's. They gave it to him when he was in the military." "How old is your son?" 52. 30 years, that New Testament lay in her house. And when he read it, he came to know Jesus Christ. And several of his men did. And I think he had 40 men that worked with him. And today, 18 of those men are in the ministry. He and his wife operate a home for children where they have about 400 kids who are homeless children that they care for. And he said, "I didn't know what to do with my drug equipment." And so he said, "One night I went out and I threw the torch in and I said, 'Just only you and I, God, know about this.'" And he burned up all his equipment. But that New Testament lay there for 30 years. God's word will not return unto him void. Rogue was a young man in the Philippines, his second year of high school. The Gideons came to his school to pass out copies of the scripture. And he took a New Testament and he thought, "Well, I don't really need that." But he took one and he put it in the bottom of his backpack. Well, the next year Rogue was unable to go back to school because of financial hardships in his family. And so he was rather angry about all this. And as he was unpacking his bag, he found this New Testament and he opened it. And in Matthew 6:33, he read, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And he began to pray to God just a simple prayer for help. That afternoon, there was a knock at the door. It was a neighbor who was a teacher at the school where Rogue attended. And inquired as to why Rogue had not been in school that day. And the family was reluctant to tell him about their financial plight, but they said that they just could not afford to send Rogue back to school. The teacher said, "Rogue needs to be in school. I will make the arrangements for him to go back to school." And when Rogue was told that, he said, "Yes, God does answer prayer." And he began to read his New Testament every day. And after 3 years, Rogue declared his faith in Jesus Christ openly and publicly. And today, he leads a growing, thriving church in Amrock City in the Philippines because someone gave that young man a New Testament. God's word says, "It will not return unto me void." How can you help? Well, first of all, pray. Pray for open doors, that God will continue to open the doors of our schools and universities. Many, many places are now closed. I would ask you specifically to pray for Bucknell University. We used to be able to go there and distribute scriptures. No more. We have to do it on the sidewalk where the students exit the campus. And we don't reach near the students that we would if we could get on campus. So pray that perhaps God will touch someone's heart there and that school would become open in our community here. And then I would ask you perhaps to share. You have a card rack in your church. The cards are free. You can take the card, send it to a friend in memory of, thinking of you, or in recognition of for a special occasion in someone's life. Send a contribution to the Gideons as a memorial of that event. A gift of $25 will buy 5 of these hotel Bibles, and they will reach approximately, each Bible will reach approximately 2,300 people over the lifespan of about 6 years. So for a gift of $25, you could potentially evangelize 11,500 people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then in your bulletin today, you have an insert, and it has a little bit of information about the Gideons. It has a testimony or two in there, and there's an envelope that at such occasion as God would lead you to contribute, you can send that offering to Gideons and make your contribution. And to show you the importance of the Motel Bibles, a lady by the name of Ruth from Allentown, Pennsylvania, sends us her testimony. In the summer of 1996, she was having a terrible summer. A roofing contractor had failed to re-roof their house in a timely manner, and the roof was left open, and it rained hard, and the rain came in, and a lot of their possessions got wet. They had a contractor working on the inside remodeling their kitchen, and he took their money and left, and it was forever getting the job done. And in the midst of all this, they had a young son, a teenager, who was giving her a great deal of difficulty. And finally, she said one night, she said, "I can't take this anymore. I am out of here." And Ruth went out and got in the family car, drove down the highway there at Allentown, Pennsylvania. She saw a sign that said, "Red Roof Inn." She thought, "That's where I will go tonight, and I will take my life." She stopped at a store, bought a bottle of soda and some pills, and she went to the motel. And when she opened the door, she was really nervous because she had never stayed alone in a motel before. And when she walked into the room, there on the nightstand lay an open Gideon-placed Bible. And she fell to her knees and she said, "God, I can't take this anymore. I want out of here. I want out of this life." But she said, "God didn't let me do it that night. He kept me from it." And she said, "Praise God, I survived that. He kept His hand upon me. Thank you, Gideons, for placing that copy of God's Word there, because I really believe that I would have carried out my intent that night if it had not been there." She said, "Meanwhile, I have had 3 bouts with cancer. I am still prone to depression, but God has been faithful." Amen. Isn't it great how God's Word can insulate you from issues in your life? It says it's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. And in this dark world in which we live, we need the light of God's Word. I like what my pastor friend in Florida calls this. It's a manufacturer's handbook for life. And isn't that so true? That this book will keep us out of so much trouble, bring so much light and guidance and direction and hope to our lives, and we want everyone to know it. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. Our ministry is to tell the good news of Jesus Christ to those we meet. George Spencer was in a hotel in Switzerland, finally away from family influence after many years. All of the things his friends did that seemed to be great fun were now his to choose. He was sitting on the edge of the bed there, thinking about what he was going to do with his life and where he was going to go. His answer was on the nightstand, a Gideon Bible in French and English. He turned to the Bible and read, and the Holy Spirit led him to choose the path of righteousness. George is grateful that the Gideons in Switzerland had placed that copy of God's Word in that hotel room. Today he is a pastor in Warrenton, Oregon. And I'll close with one last illustration that's real personal to me. A couple years ago, my daughter called me one night. She said, "Dad, I have a Gideon testimony for you." She worked, at that time, she was working second shift at the hospital. And she had this one patient who was really demanding. She said, "I could not get back to my stations to make my notes on my last visit," so she would ring the buzzer again. And my daughter's a little bit like I am. Sometimes she's a little impulsive. And she said, "Dad," she said, "I really wanted to wring her neck because," she said, "I couldn't get my work done." But she said, "I knew I couldn't do that." So she said, "I talked to the Lord as I went back to her room and asked for patience and kindness." And she said, "When I walked into the room, I thought, my dad's a Gideon. I wonder if there's a Bible in the drawer." And so she went over to the drawer and she pulled the nightstand open, and there was a hospital testament there. And this lady had told her in her conversation, she said, "My kids tell me that I'm a very difficult person, I'm very demanding," and she said, "It's all true, I am." And my daughter gave her the Bible and she showed her in the front there. She said, "You know," she said, "you might find this helpful in your situation." And Kim gave her the Bible. And she said, "Dad," she didn't ring my buzzer one more time. And every time I went by her room, she was reading it. I can't tell you the end of that story, but I can tell you that God says, "My word will not return unto me void." I want to say thank you so much for allowing me to come today and share a little bit of my passion for the ministry that God has called me to. And I'm thankful for the ministry that God has called you to here in Mifflinburg at the Church of the Nazarene. And I would also say thank you in advance for your generous contributions that you folks have consistently made to our ministry. We value that relationship, and I say thank you very much. Let's pray. God, I thank you for the privilege of being here today. I thank you for the privilege of sharing the work of the Gideons and of sharing in the worship of this group of people who meets here regularly and faithfully to honor and glorify you. We pray now that your blessing would be upon each one. You will bring honor and glory to yourself in this place today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Mr. Fogel, for coming and sharing with us. It was truly inspiring, the stories that you had to share about how God's Word has made a difference in people's lives. We are going to take an offering at this time for the Gideons, so we'll ask the ushers to come and prepare to do that. I think the story that you shared that stuck out the most to me was the New Testament that had been in a home for 30 years and hadn't been touched. And then that gentleman read it, and as a result of his reading the New Testament, the 18 people under him that went into the ministry, and plus them having a home that ministers to 400 children without a place to live, you know, that's the result of one New Testament. We all know how to give good gifts to our family and our friends. But I don't know that there's any gift that we can give that is as great as giving the gift of God's Word. So as you give today, just keep that in mind. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this time that we've had together today. We thank you for Mr. Fogel and his ministry through the Gideons. And we thank you for that organization that is determined to place Bibles in around the world into people's hands, people who need to read your word and hear about the truth. And we just pray, Heavenly Father, as we take this special offering now for the Gideons, that what is given, that you will take and multiply it, and that it will be used to spread your gospel around this world. We ask these things in your name. Amen.